To develop an intimate personal relationship, you have to invest a great deal of time one-to-one. So Jesus tells us to go into our closet and close the door. And then what happens? Well, people develop intimate relationships face-to-face. We are, Psalm 24 says, the people who seek the face of the God of Jacob. And in Christ, the face of God has been revealed to us. The book of Hebrews says, long ago God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by a Son. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being. And St. John relates in his Gospel that at the Last Supper, Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, I have been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? Jesus is the icon of the Father, and so an icon of Christ is also an image of God. Likewise, an icon of a saint is an image of Christ because the saints have put on Christ and have become partakers in the divine nature. And so in the closet where we pray, we turn towards an icon or a crucifix so that we can relate to God the Father face to face through Jesus Christ. A closet, we said in the last reflection, has no windows to the world. An icon is a window into heaven. We should not choose any old pictures of Jesus for prayer. The Eastern Church, guided by the Holy Spirit, has very strict rules for icons. We should use a traditional image or a crucifix so that we can worship the Father with the Church in spirit and in truth. Where should we put our icons? How should we orient ourselves for prayer? The answer from apostolic tradition is expressed in the very question itself. We orient ourselves towards the Orient, towards the East. Here is the Christmas tropar. Your birth, O Christ our God, has shed upon the world the light of knowledge. For those who worship the stars have learned to worship you, the Son, S-U-N, of justice, and to know you, the dawn from on high. At weddings and ordinations we sing, rejoice, O Isaiah, the virgin is with child, and shall bear a son, Emmanuel, both God and man, and Orient is his name. Christ, the light of the world, the Son of justice, and the dawn from on high, whose name is Orient. Traditionally, churches were built with the altar towards the east, and even where this is not possible or hasn't been done, we treat the direction of the altar as east for purposes of worship. When the new Christian renounces Satan, he turns toward the west, and then he turns toward the east to recite the creed, and bows down in the direction of the altar. So when we enter our closet to pray, we face an icon, the face of God, a window into heaven, oriented toward the east if possible, looking expectantly to receive our Savior, so that the day spring from on high, the Son of justice, will dawn upon us.